Okay, in this coming week's plot, we're going to emerge from out of the Agadata and re-engage with Liel HaSeder in earnest after a very long break from the beginning of the Masechta and long segues into not necessarily Liel HaSeder only related topics, and then a pretty major segue into the Agadata. We come back to the bulk of the Perek, as far as halacha, lemaisa, Leil HaSeder wise, and the actual progression of the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder and the Haggadah as we know it. So the Mishnah tells us on Daf Kuf Yudalet Amud Aleph, Heviu lefanav matzah v'chazeres v'charoses u'shnei tavshilin. So we present in front of us, we mentioned last year the notion, last week, the notion of Akiras Shulchan, and the fact that either the Akiva Shulchan or the Ka'ara as a stand-in for Akiva Shulchan is oker, those critical components that are supposed to be on the table, on the Ka'ara. And that's what the Mishnah references here, matzah chazeres charoses and shnei tavshilin. What are these shnei tavshilin? So the Gemara quotes a machlokas amoraim, various opinions. Rav Huna says it's silka. The Rashbam says silka means trodden beets. Rabusa, who says the Rashbam, the kol shekein shar minei basar. So you can even use vegetables, and kol shekein you can use minei basar as a tafshil, v'arosa. So Rav Huna had silka v'arosa, either a vegetable and kol shekein meat and rice. Chizkiya says afilu dag u'beitza shalav, even the piece of fish and the egg on the fish, which is part of the fish, that counts as shnei tavshilin. If Yosef says you need beis minei basar, echad zeich lepesach v'echad zeich lechagiga, two types of meat to commemorate the Pesach and the Chagiga. And on that, Rava says afilu garmo bishula. Rashbam says even a chasichas basar u'marek shenisbash lebo, even a piece of meat and the gravy that it is cooked in. Okay, ad kan lash the Gemara. So various opinions on Maram, what do these Shnei Tavshilin have to consist of? And in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in Taf Ayin Gimel Sif Dalet that the minhag is that we use batzar, ubeitza, meat, and an egg as these Shnei Tavshilin. So if you just read the Mishnah, the simple presentation of the Mishnah is that these Tavshilin are meant to be eaten, just as we eat the matzah, we eat the charoses, we eat the chazeres. So why would you have things on the table just for show? So the Shnei Tavshilin should be eaten as well. However, the Bach quotes a Minhag Ashkenaz, the Bach in Siman Taf Ayin Gimel, Bach quotes a Minhag Ashkenaz not to eat these Shnei Tavshilin, since there was a parallel Minhag of roasting the Shnei Tavshilin. And the Mordechai quotes, quote in Shulchan Aruch Taf Ayin Vav, the Minhag not to eat roasted food on Leila Seder, so shouldn't look or give the appearance of eating kunchin b'chutz. So if you put those two things together, somehow a minhag of roasting these tafshilin, and then the minhag not to eat roasted food Leila Seder, so somehow that resulted in not eating these tafshilin. So even though the simple reading of the Mishnah is that the tafshilin should be eaten, the Bach references a minhag Ashkenaz not to eat the tafshilin because they were roasted. But then the Bach quotes a Shuvah of the Marashal, Shuvah's Marashal Simon Peches, who writes, Midina de Gemara, as we just saw, you're supposed to eat the Shnei Tavshilin. Aye, there's a minhag not to eat roasted Tavshilin b'Leil HaSeder. So for that reason, you should dafka not roast the Tavshilin, you should cook them. If you're to roast them, then you'd have a problem, you couldn't eat them. So therefore, the Marshal says, better to cook them, and then you'll be able to eat them. And the Marshal writes that those people who do not eat the Shnei Tavshilin b'Leil HaSeder, Minhag zar hu be'enai. That is a strange practice because it's against the simple reading of the Mishnah and the Gemara. That's the Marsha. The Taz in Sifkatan Dalid, Tafayin Dalid, Sifkatan Dalid. So he is mefakpek on this Marshal, and he says it's not necessarily apparent from the Gemara that you even need to eat the Tafshilin to begin with. It's true that if you read the Mishnah presents the Tavshilin in the context of the other things that we definitely do eat b'Leil HaSeder. But he points out a Gemara a little bit later on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara in Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis says, Amar Rava, matzah tzarech lagbia, you have to lift up the matzah. Umar tzarech lagbia, you have to lift up the maror. Basar einosar chlagbi. You don't have to lift up the basar. Lo od elashenira ka'ochel kachim machutz. If you were to lift up the basar, then it would give the appearance of eating kachim bachutz. What basar are we talking about? So Rashbam says we're talking about the basar of the shnei tafshilin. So the Gemara is saying you don't have to lift up the basar of the shnei tafshilin, and in fact you shouldn't lift it up, so as not to give the appearance of eating kachim machutz. It says the Taz. The Gemara tells you not to even lift it up, so as not to give the appearance of eating kachim machutz. So obviously you're not supposed to eat it, because that would definitely give the appearance of eating kachim bachutz. So that's why the Taz thinks that it isn't even bachreach from the Gemara that you're supposed to eat the tafshilin. However, the Taz does acknowledge that there are those that eat the beitza, since the beitza has an additional reason, additional component of avel salachorban, which we have in the kolbo that the Beis Yosef there quotes. Hispiani Bamarim, the connection between Leil HaSeder and Tisha B'Av being on the same night of the week every year. And therefore, there's another reason to eat the Beitza, and that's why there was a minig of eating the Beitza, but not the Chasichas Basa. And the way Ramosha spins it, Ramosha Chelik Al of Simon Kuf Nidvav, he says the point of the Taz is that since there's another reason for eating the Beitza, then you don't have to be concerned about the appearance of eating Kachim Bachutz, because it would be apparent that you're eating the beitza because of that minig avelus, or the zecher avelus, and not because of eating kachim bachutz. So you could have said that you could have your cake or your basar and beitza and eat it too, and fulfill everything. You could have your roasted basar and beitza that you don't eat because you're concerned about nira ochel kachim bachutz, and you could have another basar and beitza that you do eat in order to be mekayim what seems to be the simple read of the Mishnah. That is not the minhag. I'm not aware of anyone that does that. There are people that eat that eat beitzim because of that avelus minhag, but I'm not aware of anyone that eats basar as the zechul chagiga, independent of the zroa that we use or the basar that we use on the kara. But that seems to be a machlokes, the Bach and the Taz. But our practice clearly is, like the Taz, that we don't eat the Shnei Tavshilin per se, even though we may eat the Beitza because of the Avelis component. Okay. Then the Gemara in Daf Kuf Tesvav Amid Aleph quotes the famous Maimra of Hillel, that Hillel was Korech Vathachas, the Ochlan, that he was Korech, we'll see in a second what he was Korech, and ate them, Shinemar, Al matzos umroim yochlu. So the Gemara presents Hillel as having this practice of being korech foods together. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Cholkin alav chaveirav al Hillel, that Hillel's contemporaries, the Chachamim, argued, Ditanya yochl yehei korechin bevathachas v'ochlan. Maybe you should have said that you should wrap them together, kiderech shehillel ochlan. Tamalomer al matzos umroim yochluhu. Afila zebif ne'asma v'zebif ne'asma. So Hillel was korech foods together. And the Chachamim said, not necessary. Afilu zeh b'fnei atzmo, v'zeh b'fnei atzmo. So what was Hillel korech together? The Rashbam and Rashi write that Hillel was korech, Pesach, Matzah, Umarah together, all three. That he wrapped together the Pesach, Matzah, and Marah. And the Rambam, Periches, Halacha Vav, Chamitza, Matzah, sounds like Hillel was only korech the matzah and the marah together, but not the korban pesach. The Rambam writes, "Pereches halacha vav." This is where the Rambam goes through the order of Leil HaSeder. So after you make hamotzi, then he writes, "V'acher kach." After you made hamotzi, korech matzah umarah ke'echad. You're korech matzah and marah together. Umetabel b'charoses. He did the charoses and mevarech. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvah V'Tzivanu Al Achilas Matzos U'Merorin, and then V'Ochlan. And Halacha Zayin V'Acher Kach Mevarech Al Achilas HaZevach V'Ochlan Mibazer Chagiga, and then you say Al Achilas HaPesach V'Ochlan Ligufo Shel Pesach. So in the Seder of the Rambam, first you make a bracha on the matzah. Then you have matzah and marah together and say a bracha of al achilas masas sabrorim. Then you say bracha on the chagiga and eat the chagiga. Then you say bracha on the Karban Pesach and eat the Karban Pesach. But there's no kricha of the Karban Pesach together with the matzah and the marah. That's different nuschos in our Haggadah. We say zecher l'mikdash kehillel. Do we say hayakarech matzah marah or karech pesach matzah marah? Different gerusos in the Haggadah, reflective of this machlokas rishonim, what was Hillel in fact korech? The Ravid is masig there on the Rambam, a very brief hasaga, zehu kehillel. That which the Rambam says that you are korech matzah marah, that's kehillel. Umikol makom zehaseder lo diek. That's like hillel, but the Rambam got it wrong. He wasn't precise. They're not so clear what the Ravid means when he says Zeh Seder Lo Diek. So it could be that what the Ravid means is there's no independent bracha on matzah before Morer. Hillel was Korech Matzah Morer together. So the Rambam has that first you make a bracha on matzah, and then you make a second bracha on separate bracha matzah Morer, and eat the matzah Morer together, stage two. Maybe the Ravid means that Hillel himself was only korech them together from the get-go. There was no independent achilas matzah before achilas matzah and maror together. Or could be the Ravid's kavana was that according to Hillel, you're actually korech pesach matzah and maror together, like the Rashbam, and the Rambam understood that Hillel was only korech matzah and maror, not pesach matzah and maror. That's how the Levushei Mordechai explains the Ravid's Hasaga, Levushei Mordechai Maseches Vachim, page Nun Hey. The Nitziv in the Merome Sada here in the Gemara Avim Tzachim suggests that Chachamim agree with Hillel to some extent, that the Machlokes Hillel and Chachamim is only about Krichas Pesach, but even the Chachamim agree that you're Korech Matzah and Mara together, not the Pasha Pshan and the Gemara. But the Nitziv thinks that even Chacham agree that you're Korech Matzah Mar, just not Pesach Matzah Umar. So if that's the case, then according to the Nitziv, it comes out that the Rambam is actually paskening potentially like the Chachamim, because Hillel would say you're Korech Pesach Matzah Mar together, and Chachamim say you're Korech Matzah Mar, just not Pesach. Whereas, according to the Pashtus, the way the Maccabish explains, the Pashtus of the Gemara is that the Ram is Paschal and Hillel, and then the Ravid Sasaga is one of a matter of degree, that the Rambam didn't get Hillel right either, that you should, according to Hillel, you should have been Korech Matzah Mar together and not have an independent Matzah, or the Ravid thought, according to Hillel, you're Korech Pesach Matzah Mar together, not just Matzah Umar. We'll stop here. A freilich and Purim to one and all, and I hope to be around a little bit in Yeshiva this week, so to see those of you who are around in person, and otherwise, everyone should have a great week. Good luck in your learning.
Thank you.